Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Urban Entrepreneurs. It is the No Holds Barred Business Conversation in which we teach you how to CYOC create your own check. I am your co-host, Finesse, along with my co-host, Russell McGon. Russell, what's going on, Doc?
Hey, man, I'm glad to be back, brother.
Hey, man, we're glad to be back. We've been listening, everybody. We've been off for a minute. Thank you for the person who just logged on. Nicole Monique, we appreciate your support. We've been away, just retooling, making sure everything is straight. I started working again after 6 weeks. I'm just keeping it real. Listen, until I'm a full-time entrepreneur, I'm a...
Figure their strategy. So now you have the elimination of middle management. I think you were talking about this recently. And now you have agencies where people go in and you don't have an employment contract. You don't have benefits. You see, and somebody else is making that middle money. And so it puts the worker in a more precarious situation, which means that we have to become even more mindful of what we do with that money when we get it.
So
we need to focus in our own little way, trying to become urban entrepreneurs.
Yes, sir.
So that we can shield ourselves from these changes.
So the first type of income, and I'm just writing everybody as I am working the chat and co-hosting, et cetera. The first type of income is earned income. Most people have earned income. I will submit again. We will never become wealthy by only having earned income. We begin the process of building wealth by having the second type of income, which is passive income. What's passive income? Passive income is royalty income. I write a book. I receive royalties from the sales of that book. So I create one product and get paid from that product over and over and over again. Those persons who are musicians, artists, rappers, who own their publishing can receive royalty income. Lionel Richie. When was the last time Lionel Richie had a hit song? I don't even remember. Lionel Richie is one of the new judges on American Idol, and Lionel Richie, I remember reading an article several years ago, lives in a $30 million house. And Lionel Richie does not look like he has missed any meals. Russ, can you hear me? Let's do a quick sound check. Can you hear me? All right, I'm going to keep moving. Russell's screen has frozen. I think we have a bad internet connection. So I'm going to go on. First type of income, earned income. Second type of income is passive income. So if we want to build wealth, we need to develop passive sources of income, rental income. You own a home, a single family home. Let's say you live in a home and you own a home. When you rent that home out every month, what's up, Richard Brazil? I'm glad you could tune in, my man. Appreciate you tuning in. We're talking about the road to wealth. Let me just do a quick station identification. You are watching some and others listening to Urban Entrepreneurs. Unchurched Live is Thursday. Urban Entrepreneurs is a no holds barred business conversation in which we teach you how to look the acronym CYOC, create your own check. Tonight's topic is the road to wealth, and we're talking about three types of income. The first type of income is earned income, in which we trade our labor for dollars. So we work, and every 2 weeks, we get paid. Some people get paid once per month. I had a job, a part-time job, in which I was paid once per week. That was about 20 years ago. I don't even know if that exists anymore. So we will never become wealthy by working. Can we be comfortable? Yes. Can we buy the house? Yes. Can we buy the timeshare? Perhaps. Can we have a car? Yes. Can we have cable? Yes. Can we go on a vacation once or twice a year? Yes, but that is not wealth. And I wanted to redefine wealth. Russ, glad you're back. I want to redefine wealth for those who are just tuning in. Wealth, when someone is wealthy, they have options. When someone is wealthy, they have time and financial freedom, upwards of 50 to 60 hours per week. Because I have a job and I'm grateful for that job, I am locked in to that job. If I'm going to be paid every 2 weeks, there's certain things that I have to do. Right, Russ? No matter how much or how little we make. If you work at McDonald's, Macy's, or Microsoft.
You know, I'm laughing, Mike.
What?
Mike, I'm laughing because I remember that wealthy people, oftentimes we don't even know they're wealthy.
Exactly.
Oftentimes we don't even realize that the guy walking down the street with no socks on, with loafers on, and no socks, and the wrinkled Oxford shirt,
is
got
million.
Like tons of money.
Yes.
And the thing is, when you get to that point, your focus shifts. You no longer have a desire to be pretentious. You no longer have a desire to display. Actually, you realize that it's a hazard to you further creating more wealth. Is when you continue to consume things that are not producing anything. You know what I mean?
How about this? Russell, you bring up a good point. Robert Kiyosaki said this, and I want to make it very, very simple and very clear. Distinguishing between an asset and a liability. And this, Russ, this is to your point, and I agree 100%. Very, very simple. An asset puts money in your pocket, and a liability takes money out of your pocket. Bottom line. Mm-hmm. So a house, unless we rent it, is a liability because it's taking money out of our pocket every single month through that mortgage. But a house that we rent is an asset. I don't care if you drive a Maybach, a Mitsubishi, a Porsche, or a Hoopty. If you're making a monthly payment and I have a 2017 Honda Accord, it's a liability. Why? Because it takes money out of my pocket every month. Robert Kiyosaki also said that the wealthy use money to buy assets, which buy more assets.
Yeah.
Russ, we dropping knowledge tonight, sir.
Listen, man, this is what this show is about.
It's about,
man.
It's about.
We're gonna drop it so that folks can begin to change their paradigm. They can do it quietly behind the scenes. You know, one of the things that you mentioned, you said the wealthy use money that they earn to go and create more wealth.
Exactly.
We can do that. We can do that. It's not a mystery. We think that, for example, you use the example of a house. I've owned property, and I've rented, and I often hear people say, well, I'm saving up for a house. Well, I don't want to buy that piece of junk. And they think they have to go buy a house somewhere far away that's, you know, $700,000, and that's going to be their road to getting up. You can buy that little rickety house right there in your neighborhood and fix it up, because the whole idea, if you're looking just to look good,
right.
Yeah, you might want to go buy something else. But if you're looking to begin investing in yourself and creating wealth, a house in and of itself will do it, especially if it's a rental property, and especially if you have some type of mortgage, because you can now begin to shelter your income.
Well said.
And you have options.
Or you can flip it. See what I'm saying? You could buy that depressed, what they call depressed property,
yeah,
for $100,000, invest $50,000, and sell it for $170,000.
Yeah.
Or $150,000. See what I'm saying? So Russ, I like what you're saying. The purpose of the show is to get our paradigm to shift.
Exactly.
See, and particularly as African Americans, oftentimes we are materially rich but wealth poor. The big house, the big car, the nice clothes, that's not wealth. That's not wealth.
Yeah.
See, because
right.
for every material possession, if that material possession carries a bill with it, then you're working to pay bills. How many people do you know who are working to pay bills? Look good. Drive, leasing that Beamer. Living in the McMansion.
Yeah.
Got the platinum cable package.
Yeah.
Taking
exactly.
their tax refund money and going to Cancun. I'm not knocking any of that, anybody. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking any of that, okay?
But in its time. In its time.
But is that profile indicative of wealth? Unless your assets are paying for your lifestyle, it's not. Because the minute you lose that job, if you can't pay your bills, then you're not wealthy. When I lost my job February 2nd of this year, listen, thankfully, and I'm going to just keep it real. Thankfully, I got two checks and my car allowance, which sustained me for 6 weeks. And then unemployment kicked in and I got two or three. Benjamin Merritt, what's up? And I thank you for watching. And I got two or three unemployment checks, and that sustained me until I was hired at another company. But I'm not wealthy yet. I'm going to be because I have 20 business ventures, and they're at various stages of development. And I understand that I want not earned income only. I want passive. Now watch this. The third type of income is portfolio income, stocks, bonds, options, futures, precious metals that we sell. See, the wealthy focus on passive and portfolio income.
Mike.
Yes, sir.
Before we continue to go on, so what I heard you say, you didn't actually use the word, but what I heard you say was that in order for us to begin to create wealth in our own way, and that means different things to different people, as it relates to earned income, we have to stop relying just on earned income.
We must.
Earned income.
We must.
And we have to, in order to make the transition to the next level, passive and portfolio, we have to, because we talked about when we were on the show, with Mace was on the show, we have to then stop buying those gazes, those lizards, that expensive pocketbook, eating out all the time. I'm trying to simplify for the everyday person.
No, make it plain, man. Yes.
Stop making, you know, get rid of that platinum cable package, get rid of that nonsense, and take and pay yourself first.
Right.
Start paying yourself 10% before you even pay your bills. Pay yourself 10%, put it and shift it over into some type of investment, some type of mutual fund or whatever. And it doesn't have to be a lot of money. It could be $20 a paycheck, but it will begin to set the stage for that transition.
So we have to ask ourselves, how many paychecks can we do without before we can't pay our bills?
Woo! Most people will pay one or two.
That's it. I know for me, it was two. You understand? And I'm saying this, I'm being transparent. I won't even go so far as to say vulnerable. I'm being honest. See, we gotta really look hard at our financial situation and ask ourselves, are we wealthy or are we working? See, because working and wealthy are two different things. And most people in America, we live at the level of our income. So if we get a $10,000 raise, we upgrade by 8 or 9, or some who are not wise, 10. So we have more things, but we are proportionally still in the same boat. That's deep. Think about that. Even let's say you got a raise. Are you proportionally in the same boat? Are you doing what Russell has suggested? See, if you get a $5,000 raise, why live on the five? Bank the five. You see what I'm saying, Russ?
Yeah.
That's what the wealthy do. You figure. So that's in 2 years, that's $10,000. You could buy $10,000 worth of stock. You can invest $5,000 in the stock market and set aside $5,000 to buy that, to put a down payment on that depressed property that you then can put some money in and resell, or go in with some partners to buy that depressed property, upgrade it, flip it, and you divide the profit multiple ways. See, that's how the wealthy think. The working man thinks, I'm going to do that overtime. Nothing wrong with overtime. See what I'm saying? The middle class person thinks about more things because we've been conditioned to impress. See, and Russ, I'm like you. I have a wealth mindset. Even though I have a job and I'm grateful for that job, I have a wealth mindset.
Yeah.
Russ and I were talking business about this show before we came on the air.
Yeah, that's right.
You see what I'm saying? How do we monetize? See, what do you have, listening audience, viewing audience, that you can monetize?
Yeah, exactly. Mike, one of the things I've said before, and I want to keep emphasizing this throughout this show and in future shows, is that inscription, people without a vision will perish. So we hope that, you know, as we progress through this show and future shows, that our viewers will begin for themselves to develop, if they don't already have, a vision for how they want their life to be, to develop a mindset of, you know what, maybe I want to start, maybe I don't have the time or the interest to go out and buy investment property or become a landlord or to do something else, but you still can begin to shift money and start putting money in your 401k, you know, your IRA. You can still begin to shift money and invest in other areas, because there's going to be different things for different people, you know, with different ages and different backgrounds, different interests. But that's the one thing. We got to have a plan, okay? Because if you walk around without a vision and you're just constantly responding to the vision of Madison Avenue, responding to the vision of your local Broad Street or Macy's or maybe your girlfriend or your boyfriend, because you want to keep up with the Joneses, you can't do that living off of someone else's vision.
You
got to have your own vision. Your own vision will cause you not to buy those shoes. It will cause you not to waste money. You'll decide to cook. I'm just trying to keep it simple on an everyday level.
Keep it simple.
But
keep it real.
That's the kind of mindset that we have to start to develop.
And Russell, I agree with you 100%. So yesterday I bought lunch. First day on the new job. Didn't have time to pack my lunch. Today, I had leftovers, and I bought my lunch. So I bought my lunch yesterday, and I brought my lunch today. So I saved about $10. Just imagine this, Russell, and I like these examples. Let's say you spend $10 a day for lunch. 5 days a week, that's $50 times four. That's $200 a month, and that's just lunch.
Mm-hmm.
What if you decided to brown bag it for the month? That's $200 at $10 per lunch, and that includes the lunch and the tip, that you can keep in your pocket. And that, let's say if $200 a month, you just decide you keep in your pocket because you brown bag your lunch 5 days out of the week, that's $200 a month. 200 times 10 is 2,000 times 400. That's $2,400 in a year, right, Russ? If my math, so you see what I'm trying to say? And these are very, very practical things that we could do. Well, I can't save. Well, stop going to lunch. Now, I didn't say don't eat lunch. I never said that. I said stop going to lunch. What about getting that Starbucks $4 cup of coffee? What, $3.25, $4 cup of coffee? You do that five times a week. Let's say $4 is $20 a week. That's $80 a month. Now, I'm not saying don't enjoy your life and don't drink coffee. What I'm saying is, and what Russell is saying is, at some point, and Russell, I thank you for the word that you use, brother, our paradigm has to shift. Our paradigm has to shift. Let me give you a case in point. We had this gentleman as a guest on the show, and his name is Elvin Ames. He's a real estate investor. I remember about a year ago or more, he said, Mike, I know people who are entrepreneurs who the rental property from one of their homes pays for their Bentley.
Mm-hmm.
Catch that. He didn't say that they work two jobs to pay for their Bentley. He said they let the income from one of their properties pay for their Bentley. Do you see the difference? I'm gonna point to my eyes. Do you see the difference? Do you hear the difference? Is your mindset beginning to change? Earned passive and portfolio income. Assets buying assets, and then maybe one of your assets then funds your toys. Is that a wealthy thing? So Russ, let's move on and let's talk about how to achieve wealth. foundation of wealth, if you will, is a job. Got to have one. Unless one is inherited money, you got to work. Right, Russ?
That's right.
But now they also say that a job is a just over broke. Anybody ever heard that? Russ, you ever heard that? Yeah. A job is a just over broke. It's a just over broke because the nature of capitalism, and I'm not a Marxist. I saw this gentleman on CNN. He is a MBA in marketing. He teaches at NYU. He said, I'm a full-throated capitalist. I am a full-throated capitalist. At the same time, the nature of capitalism is such that the owners of the corporation are the ones who make the most money. And let's keep it real. The owner is going to pay you just enough to keep you working. Think about that. That's what owners do, and that's not a bad thing. It's just the nature of capitalism. So we want to – listen, how about this? If we want to create our own check, what's the best way to create our own check? Pay yourself. What's the best way to pay yourself? Have a business and have passive and portfolio income. That's the best way to pay yourself. That well-paid is four times your age. So those who are watching, those who are listening – ask yourself, are you well paid? Take your age, multiply it by four. If you're not making that, you're not well paid. Right now, I'm not well paid via a job, but I will be well paid once my business is monetized because I'm going to pay myself four times my age. Russ, is that interesting? So a 30-year-old to be well paid should be making $120,000 per year.
Listen, man. Listen.
I'm on a roll tonight, Russ.
So, what I heard you say, Mike, is that we have within our means the tools to create wealth.
Yes, we do.
We have – the only thing that we have to do is first create the mindset. I'm going to share something with you. I'm sure you were familiar with a couple of books that came out by the guy's name is Stanley, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
In around 2000 or so, The Millionaire Next Door.
Yes, yes.
Remember that book?
I remember.
And he later came out with The Millionaire Mind. One of the things that, there's a couple of things that I discovered when I read those books, man, I was really blown out, is that the average millionaire is not who we think he or she is. They're not riding around in the Maybach. They're not living in some 6 or 7 bedroom house up on a hill. They are not walking around with diamonds and jewels hanging from their neck. The average millionaire, they may have a big, but it's not a new one.
Hmm.
Most of them will have a Toyota Camry or a Honda Accord or something similar in their driveway.
Yes.
And they live in a regular house. Okay. They do regular things. Except they get to do something different with their money. And so we can make that transition. We can slowly make that transition by beginning to change some of these very simple things in our lives. And I hope that as we move along in future shows, that we can maybe have some people, chime in and give testimonies of some of the small changes that they've begun to make in their life, you know? And
yes.
Even I guess some people, if they don't know, how to make some of these things happen. I'm sure, calling in or, emailing, one of us, we can maybe get some connected with some people that can do that. But it's about that education.
I agree 100%. So you're listening to Urban Entrepreneurs today. And Russ, let me give a station identification. You are listening to Urban Entrepreneurs. It is a no holds barred business conversation in which we teach you how to CYOC, create your own check. I'm your co-host, Finesse, along with my co-host, Russell Ligon. Tonight's topic is the road to wealth. And yes, we need to make it very, very simple. Wealth is options. Wealth is financial freedom. It's time freedom. One has to have multiple streams of income. One has to have a job. One has to have income-producing investments. And one also has to have a business. To me, those are the three components. And I said it here first. The financial security triangle. I'm going to trademark that, Russ, but I say it here right now. The financial security triangle. consists of a job, a business, and income-producing investments. You have to have all of that because the job is a just over broke. Thomas Stanley is author. Yes. Thank you, Casey Baker.
Yeah.
I see your posts. All the best to you. We're still going to work out the details of having you on the show because you need to share your success story of what how you become a successful entrepreneur. So we have to have that. We have to have a job because that gives us our consistent income as well as our benefits, because benefits to purchase them on one's own can be very expensive, you see. We also have to have a business. There's certain tax advantages to having a business, whether it's an LLC, an S-Corp, or a C-Corp. And we need income-producing investments. So that's three sources of income right there.
Yeah.
Multiple streams of income.
And Mike, our folks also need to be mindful that one of the key aspects of wealth creation and making that transition from earned income to passive income to having a portfolio is not how much you make, but how much you can keep, so that you can now keep that and continue to invest and make more money.
Right. We have to delay, as M. Scott Peck said in The Road Less Traveled, we've got to delay gratification. For those of us who are in the African American community, we are the most aggressive consumers in the world. That is statistically documented.
Yes.
We are the most aggressive consumers in the world. So we're making everyone else rich. Wealth changes hands. Remember, I forget his name, Tony Brown. Wealth changes hands one time in the African American community. So, Mr. Brown, Charles Franklin, thank you for tuning in. We get Mr. Brown. So, Mike Teague, I use myself as an example. Nobody's gonna get offended if I talk about myself. Mike Teague gets paid, and Mike Teague spends it. It exits the community. I believe in the Asian community, wealth, money changes hands six times before it leaves the Asian community. So Mr. Wong gets paid and he buys something from Mr. Wang, who buys something from Mr. Tong, who buys something from Mr. Takahashi, who buys something from Ms. Chang, who buys something from Ms. Leon. Then it leaves. So who's building wealth?
Yeah.
Right? Within the Indian community, I'm not sure how many times money exchanges hands within the Indian community, yet very, very communal, very, very clannish. They'll support each other's businesses. You see what I'm saying? And we've been conditioned to spend our money with other people. And now here's the converse, Russ. I'm sure as you have, I've made a commitment to spending as much money as I'm able to within African-American businesses. This is what I found, and I hope I don't make any of our African-American business persons get upset. We have great ideas, great inspiration, great passion, poor customer service.
Mike, listen, man,
Am I getting in trouble, sir?
I'm sure you're going to get in trouble, but you know what? If you offended anybody, it's those very people that are probably guilty of exhibiting and demonstrating poor customer service, man.
Yo, Doc,
we got to change our attitude. We can't walk around with an attitude of entitlement.
That's what it is.
We can't walk around and be so easily offended. We can't walk around believing that the world owes us something, but yet we're not willing to invest anything into ourselves.
It's
not your problem.
I agree,
it's
Russ.
It's not your problem that I want to invest in myself.
Russell,
and I'm upset about it.
I agree 100%. And you know what, too? And again, I'm not going to name the business that I have in mind. We have to be willing to listen. See what I'm saying? Sometimes if there's a flaw in your system, and if I point it out, don't get mad at me for pointing it out. Just correct it.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Russ and I were off camera. We were talking about monetizing, and Russ made a suggestion to me. Do you think whether or not I wanted to hear it, and I did want to hear it because Russ was my partner, I heard, I'm like, Russ, you're right. Didn't I say that, Russ?
That's right.
Come on. So, right. So what am I going to say? Oh, because I didn't think of it, I'm not going to accept it. How dumb is that? Notice I'm talking about myself. That would be dumb.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? So I say this, and I'm sure our audience is multicultural. I'm sure it's primarily African-American. Every African-American business owner, let me suggest something to us. Step your game up regarding customer service. Too
yeah.
often, we want to get the short dollar, the quick money. But the true lifetime LVC, lifetime value of a customer, is what most astute and forward-thinking business persons are after.
Yeah.
LVC. Yeah. I'm going to put that in the chat, Russ. LVC.
Right.
Lifetime value of a customer. Go ahead, sir.
Mike, listen. And this is another thing I guess we got to be mindful of for all the beginning or maybe even existing business people who are tuning into the program, is that we have to not try to make a million off of one transaction, off of one customer. We have to be mindful that you notice that some people that really make a lot of money, sometimes they begin by giving stuff away free.
Of course.
They invite people in to sample their product, use their product. They allow a platform for them to get feedback about that product before they transition to the point where they start charging and doing other things. We need to be mindful of that, whether we're selling T-shirts, whether we're selling oils, whether we are doing hair, construction, or whatever the form of business or LLC or sole proprietorship that we may have in our life, that we have to focus on doing the very best that we can for that customer so that we can get that customer back. And trying to get as much money out of that customer and run away is not going to give us that LVC.
I agree. And
the LVC is going to come back and it's going to talk about that service, that business, and you're going to get other people, but it works in the opposite way or well. When you do poor business service and you have that attitude and you charge too much, nobody's going to come back to you.
And even a drug dealer wants you to come back to get high.
Mike, you ain't go there, did you?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
And you're right. The folks out there trapped want you to come back.
Listen, and I'm going to be delicate. I mean, I'm not going to be vulgar. You know, even the pimp wants you to come back to the hoe. You understand what I'm saying? And solicit a service. It's all about repeat business. Whatever the business is, it's about repeat business.
That's right.
And you know what? For me, I'm a loyal person. Perhaps that's part of, I've heard it's part of the Leo sign, astrological sign. I've had the same accountant for over 20 years. I've banked at the same bank for about 20 years. Charles Franklin, thank you, sir. 20 years or more.
Hey, Mike.
Customer service.
Tell Chucky Franklin I said, what's up, man?
Chucky Franklin, what's up? Chucky
yes,
Franklin.
Sir.
Yes, sir. See, so.
I remember when he was Chucky, man.
Yo, listen, Chuck. You're going back. You're going back in the crates, Mr. Russell Legault.
Yes, sir.
So,
yes, sir. Good brother, man. He shares some good stuff on Facebook, though.
Yes,
he does. I like his stuff.
Benjamin Merritt, thank you, brother. I see your posts on Facebook, your inspirational quotes, man. Thank you. They've been a blessing to me. So for all business persons, yet for my African-American brothers and sisters, and I've made a commitment to support us, prioritize customer service.
Yeah.
Prioritize good communication, prioritize listening. And then Russell alluded to this earlier. Listen to your customer. They're the ones who are feeding you, right? If they point out something, don't get defensive. Listen, because they're telling you most likely because they want to solicit your business. So Russ, let's deal with some takeaways. We have about 8 minutes left. It's been a good show, man. When you're listening to Urban Entrepreneurs, tonight's topic is the road to wealth. We've talked about, let me just review very quickly. We've talked about the three types of income: earn, passive, and portfolio. We've talked about wealth. Russell introduced the idea of options. I agree 100%. I introduced the idea of time and financial freedom. We talk about having a job, a business, and income-producing investments. We talk about assets and liabilities. An asset, very simply, puts money in your pocket. A liability takes money out of your pocket. Takeaways. Right. Takeaways. Wealth creation is both a journey and a destination.
Woo! Mike!
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Listen, man. I thought we only had a few minutes left. You started to say something. We have to start the show all over
again.
It's all
right,
man.
Doc. It's all right. Jump in, man. It's both the journey and the destination.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Listen, 7 Habits of Highly Successful People.
Mm-hmm.
Covey, one of the things that he said in that book is that you begin with the end in mind.
Yes.
You begin with the end in mind. So in order to create wealth, you have to begin thinking wealthy. You
well
have
said.
To begin looking at, well, this is where I want to go. This is a journey. So let me start to make these adjustments in my life now
Say
to
that.
Prepare for where I'm going to go in the future. And hopefully that'll begin, you'll begin to see that. Stop wasting money on these little frivolous things. Be kind to people. Be kind to yourself. Educate yourself. Because you're gonna need these people as customers. Nobody's gonna want to support you if you got a bad attitude or you think the world owes you something.
I agree 100%. And Russell, you said something that's the second point of the notes here. It is start now. You know what I mean? And
that's it.
Too many of us engage in the paralysis of analysis. Mm-hmm. What is that? I think about something so much that I never wind up doing it.
Yeah.
So I think about saving
That's
money.
Me, Mike.
Yes. Thank you, sir. I think about saving money. Next week, I'm still thinking about saving money. And 5 weeks later and 6 months later, I'm still thinking about saving money. If we adopt some of the very simple yet powerful things that Russell has said during the show. So why not Dunkin' Donuts tomorrow? Or let's say Thursday, because tomorrow's supposed to be a blizzard. See what I'm trying to say? Or for the next month, I'm not going to go to Starbucks. Or for the next month, I'm going to brown bag my lunch, I'm going to pay my cable bill, and then right after I pay it, I'm going to downgrade because I don't need the platinum package.
Yeah,
I'm just keeping it real because Russ, right. At some point, we got to start.
Mike, one of the first things that you start on every show, you talk about creating your own. Check.
CYOC. Yes, sir.
That's right. CYOC. So on our way to making that transition to creating our own check, we first obviously have to have a job in the case, you know, most people, but to begin by taking the check that you currently get.
Yes, sir.
And pay yourself first.
Pay yourself first. I agree.
The habit of paying yourself first and then taking that money, no matter how small it is, and begin to move it over into some other passive form where you can start to create some money, some additional monies in investing.
Pennies
you
make
don't
dollars.
Have to have a whole lot of money.
Pennies make dollars.
Now. That's what you said. Now. I heard you say it. Now.
Today. Pennies make dollars. And see, this is the road to wealth. We save in order to invest.
That's right.
Bottom line. And before we invest, we have to learn about investing in the broad sense, the four asset classes. Do I want to invest in stocks, bonds, precious metals, commodities, real estate? See what I mean? Do you have a gift to write? Then that's royalty income. Do you have a gift of song? Then that can be also royalty income. See, it's all of these things. So many of us, we went to school. I have degrees, but we go to school to get a job, to make the owner of the corporation rich. Robert Kiyosaki said something. He said, the wealthy teach their secrets at the dinner table. You don't go to the university to become wealthy. One goes to the university, unless it's an entrepreneurship program. And within the last several years, all over the country, different universities and colleges have created entrepreneurship programs. However, most of the time, it's a concrete profession after which you and I get a job.
Yeah. Mike, before we go up here, I want to share something real quick.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to summarize this real quick. I'm not going to explain it, but I'm going to drop it. I did the same thing as you did. You know, went to college, got a degree, and went to graduate school. But one of the things that I learned, three things about being educated. It has almost nothing to do with college or training. And we touched upon this. The ability to think and act in your own best interest.
I like that.
Think and act in your own best interest. A lot of us think, and you just talked about it, but we never do anything. We never act. Okay? A lot of us act, but don't think. Mike, I'm not going to tell you my story about acting without thinking. People that know me know that I've been through some adventures. But you can think and act, but then not do it in your own best interest.
Well said.
You'll spend your lifetime trying to please someone else, investing in someone else's business, someone else's money-making venture, but don't take the time to do what's best for you. We got to be educated. We got to learn to be educated.
Something that a gentleman said, Daryl Smalls, AKA Truth. He is the owner of SBTE Radio and now Truth Vibe TV. Listen to what he said. How do we balance and I'm raising this rhetorically, how do we balance a job and a business? Listen to what he said, very, very practical. You work your business around your job. This is how I put it. We have our 9 to 5, and then we have our 5-2 whenever.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we work our business around our job. See, Russ, and you said this, we got at some point, we've got to make some sacrifices. Yes. Casey Baker, exactly, Michael. Wealth is also the creation of money generationally. The generational turnover of wealth. That's how. And I'll put it like this, that's how white folk could become wealthy. Generational
yeah.
wealth. See, they turn over property, investments.
Yeah.
Life insurance. The proceeds of life
right.
insurance. I had a gentleman say that's how a lot of wealthy people became wealthy. They die, and man, that million-dollar life insurance policy gets split 3 or 4 ways and paid into a trust. See the mindset, because it's not only we've learned, and we are middle class, learned that life insurance is income replacement.
Yeah.
Let's take it to another level. How about life insurance being a vehicle to pass on wealth to the next generation? Casey Baker,
yeah.
Thank you. For saying that, generational. And there's a scripture in the Old Testament that said, go ahead, Russ, go ahead, jump in.
Mike, we can take some of that money from that cable bill and start paying a premium on a life insurance policy.
There you go.
Wow.
You
know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And before we go off the air, I just want to give a shout out to Ms. Casey Baker, and we got to get her on the show, Mike.
Yes, we do. Now that we're back.
Yo, man.
Now that we're back on a weekly basis, brother, we're definitely going to have you on. The takeaways of tonight were wealth creation is both a journey and a destination. Start now, be patient, and set your goals. By when do you want to become wealthy? How much? And what is your plan? The difference between a dream and a goal is a plan.
That's right.
It's been a good show, Russ. You have any closing words, sir?
Listen, man, siempre en la lucha. That's always in the struggle, man. Let's stay in it. Let's make this thing happen.
I like that. I'm just going to like a few of the comments. Benjamin Merritt, thank you, sir. So everybody, just want to close out by saying this. You have been watching and listening to Urban Entrepreneurs, a no holds barred business conversation in which we teach you how to CYOC. What does CYOC stand for? It is an acronym that stands for Create Your Own Check. I'm your co-host, Finesse, along with my co-host, my partner, Russell Ligon. Please tune in next week. Denise Neversoll, love your show, deep concepts and truths that have inspired me to act now. Denise Neversoll, I know it's the first time you've commented. I don't know if it's the first time that you've watched. We're back on a weekly schedule. Thank you so much. Listen, we have to act now. Time and financial freedom, that's wealth. Options, whatever the dollar amount is, that varies. Wealth is time and financial freedom, and it gives us options. So everybody, listen, as we do on all of the shows, one love. Peace. See you next week.
There you go.
All right, brother.
All right.
See you next week.
Yep.